If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Well, party starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
For new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial,
Carson,
sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. They're hiring. Again, they need employees. They need salespeople, Bill.
They need sales. And how much phone to be, Jake, if that's what you're selling? Because what you're doing sales at that, we're selling giant equipment. It's moving dirt and stuff. I mean, bulldozers and trucks, semis, all that huge pieces of equipment. If that's what you're brokering, that's what you're a part of. Now you're not just going like that. Yeah, I sold some copy toner or something.
No.
Imagine that. What do you do like that? Well, I sell candy online.
There's a place for that, but you know, it's not for everybody.
It's all good. Everything's good with that. But this would be like I'm selling large equipment. That would be cool.
They partner with heavy equipment dealerships and auction companies to provide competitive financing options for their buyers. Trucks, ag, construction equipment, also aviation.
Planes. Think about that one. How cool would that be if you're talking to somebody about, what do you guys need? Need a Cessna.
Yeah. You want a new cool job that could pay very well and good people? Again, gocurrency.com/careers. Check that out today.
You're at your computer in a coat and tie and you're not out in that weather.
No.
You're not out there doing that.
Comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Those buildings, you can always, they're very good. And they're building a new building out there right now because they're growing like crazy.
You don't build new buildings, Jake, unless you're ascending.
That's true.
Carson is ascending.
That is true. Quick update on Nebraska baseball. You asked how they did. Nebraska goes down to Texas, to Arlington, and probably had a good chance to go 3-0 the way these games went. They went 1-2. They had a 2-0 lead on Louisville on Friday. They blew that. They lose 5-2 to Louisville. On Saturday, they were up on Kansas State and then lost 5-3 that game. The good news is Florida State's a ranked team Sunday. They pound them 10-1 yesterday. So 1-2 in the weekend. They're now 4-3 overall. Big series this weekend at Auburn. SEC territory for Husker baseball.
I was tracking the Louisville game pretty good. I did not track the Kansas State game. Just some other things were kind of lost track of that a little bit. But no, that's like I said, that getting the Florida State win, because that'd have been rough if they would have not have gotten the Florida State win. That'd have been a tough situation. But I do love, that's what I love about baseball and softball. Everyone plays up. everyone plays up. I mean, like our softball team.
Oh, they're.
I mean, we're playing. We're trying to get play anyone. And then I know we're going to get to. Well, when are we going to hit on the hoops last from Britt, the shot that she hit?
Well, we should do it right now. It's incredible. I mean,
I'm watching the game.
I watched it live too.
I watched the whole fourth quarter, and it was back and forth. We were always kind of in that. We'd make a run, get back, and she did a behind the back step back.
Yep.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't know how she got the shot off because it was contested. It wasn't like, oh, I created space and had a wide open. It wasn't wide open. And then they have three good looks to win the game.
They did.
They had three shots that went up to win the game at point blank, and they all three caromed off.
So Nebraska was down 65-63 with about 15 seconds to go. Britt Prince, you mentioned, hits a step back three to go up by one. Timeout Washington. They get the ball at half court with 7 seconds to go. Plenty of time to get a foul, get the free throw line. Mm-hmm. They drive. Gal misses, get the rebound, miss, and then they put one more shot as the shot clock, the game expired. Nebraska had lost six straight games. They're on the wrong side of the bubble. They were a team that was in it all year long. Six straight losses hurts. Hopefully they get your swagger back with a road win. That was a pretty full arena actually at Washington. It looked like a good crowd.
I mean, they're clearly a tournament team.
No questions asked there.
That was a tough loss for Washington, but it was fun to watch. It really was. It was because we couldn't quite get over the hump. And we'd go back and forth, back to tie, different things, and we'd missed a shot. We were down two. Yep. The score was tied. Missed a three. They came down. They scored, and then we hit the three. So. It was a remarkable shot. That was cool.
I am thrilled that Britt took that shot. I mean, she is the five star on the team. She was the one that everybody wanted from Elkhorn North, and she's obviously a phenomenal player. If this team is going to get back to the tournament, like she has to be the player, the one. You are the highest ranked
22.
Yeah,
I think
it was her ninth 20 plus game of the season, 20 plus points. I mean, so she has to carry this team, and that was a huge win for them. So well done to Amy Williams and the squad for that win. And then I got to mention, softball is just, their schedule's been unbelievable. They beat two number one teams. They're just really playing all these tough teams. They've won seven straight games. They're 11-4, and they just pounded teams this weekend, Bill. Here's some scores from this past weekend for Nebraska. They beat 13th ranked South Carolina 9-1 in five innings. They beat Hawaii 13-0, five innings. Beat 11th ranked A&M 8-2. They beat Seattle 9-0 in six innings, and they beat Cal 6-0. And they are just dominant right now.
And playing some great, I mean, it's ranked teams. They played number one twice. That's what's fun. It's fun to see those games when, like I said, because
they're 2-1 against number one ranked teams this year. 2-1.
Yeah. It's fun to have that type, I mean, for the fans to follow, to watch. Everything about it is really incredible.
So congrats to them, softball, for another dominant seven straight wins for that softball team. They're really, really good. I mentioned this before I get to the game show. Michigan played Duke on Saturday night, and Duke wins this game 68-63. It was back and forth for a long time. Duke's really good. We all know that, Cam Boozer is really good, and they have a lot of, they've got Evans also is very good. That'd be Isaiah Evans. I didn't like a comment made in postgame by Yaxel Lindenborg. He's the star guard for Michigan. I'm going to play this for you real quick and see your thoughts. Here is him in terms of Duke compared to other Big Ten teams. Yaxel Lindenborg, postgame.
Yeah, I would say this team defensively is a lot better than everybody else in the Big Ten so far, in my opinion. They have a lot of athletes, a lot of really, really good defenders, and they know how to be in the gaps and play off of each other, which is a really, really tough to beat, especially when shots are falling, But this is a great learning point for us and something to really build on for the next game.
So he's saying that he thinks that by far that Duke was better defensively than any team in the Big Ten Conference. He might be right in that.
He might be right.
I would think you'd want to defend your conference a little bit. I mean, he said this team's better than
the other. Just lost to him, so you don't want to make it defensively, they're nothing like we see, but we just couldn't score. I will say this. I watched a lot of that game, Michigan had open shots.
Yes.
They clanked.
They did.
Everything. I don't know what they were from three. But it was incredible. The balls were just, they couldn't make anything, and they hung in there with it.
So how about 6 of 25 on threes? Yeah.
I don't know if they played again, I probably would take Michigan, I think. It was a fun game to watch. Where it was good was this. Now, this game was preset. But I listened to a pundit yesterday, and if they want to do something cool, this weekend should be an open weekend where you can just match teams up to play and just say it's going to be just have an open weekend. The fans need this because do you think that Duke-Michigan game affected their seeding at all? Zero. So it's like, go play. It was fun. The games were great this weekend.
They were.
I thought about this one. What if all of a sudden this weekend, because they matched up late, just imagine if St. John's was coming to Nebraska. Imagine that this last Saturday. Instead of, now you still play your same games, but just work it out so there's an open weekend to pair people up, to have really great games. I mean, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday games, a couple games per per night.
St. John's, who's won 13 straight games and just pounded Creighton 81-52 this weekend, that'd be a terrifying matchup. But like you said, Nebraska's a tournament team for sure. See where you stand.
But the fans, you need this. And to play a game like Michigan and Duke in November, no one cares.
Play it
that
now.
That game was cared.
Yeah.
That game was cared
late
about.
Late February, getting close to when it matters.
Just pick out some weekends and be like, hey, we're gonna select some teams are going to be at this spot. We just got lucky that Michigan and Duke ended up being where they were ranked at, to be that good, to be that high. Because this game was preset. So it could have been one of those games you're going like, yeah, it's good, but is it great? No, it turned out to be great. But if you just have some a weekend marked off, hey, we're gonna match some teams up, and it might just be from, hey, we're gonna take the top two from each league. We're gonna match them up. Big 12, all the Power Four conference.
So that was 1-3 again. Number three Duke beats Michigan 68-63, and then also the other top five matchup: Arizona, number four, goes on the road and beats Houston, number two. Mm-hmm. 73-66 to bounce back from a couple losses they've had in a row. So everything's unpredictable. This has been a very fun, obviously for Nebraska, it's fun to be part of the equation, but it has been, if you're not a Nebraska fan, a really fun college basketball season so far.
Well, I'm telling you what, I really think there's roughly 10 to 12 teams that can win it all. I mean, there might even be more. It's going to be fun as this thing goes. It's not, you don't look at it and go, well, that team, I mean, Michigan's beatable. Duke's beatable. When I was watching Duke, my first thought was, I go, Boozer, just so solid. Doesn't move the needle for pain to see him play in the NBA. He's going to be one of those guys that's going to get you 18 points, about 9 rebounds, going to be a really good player. But he's not going to move the needle for excitement where it's going to be, okay, he's going to sell tickets. There's going to be...
You can count him. He's going to be really good.
You can count on him to be really good, but...
And flash.
But I don't know if there's enough to be like, okay, that's going to draw that. Now, at the same time, that's also where GMs make good moves and they get somebody that's solid every night. And you kind of like, see how that goes? Because the other guy's, he's here once every three games.
That's true. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business
3 days
box
in a row
to Bengals,
by myself.
To
this
Bengals
is not
and
good
Joe.
For us.
Bill is by himself because Sip is en route to Milwaukee. He'll join us back on Thursday after his short trip to see the Bucks and Heat tomorrow. And usually when Sip is gone, when Bill is in to play the game show, I'm very kind to him, which I am again today.
What do we got for him?
Today's topic on Good Luck, Bill, is Seinfeld trivia.
All right, I like
this. Does
that
make you happy, Bill?
Makes me happy on a Monday. You can go with whatever you want to do, Jake. I'm okay with it.
If you think you know your Seinfeld trivia, give us a call right now at 464-568-5.
This is hard on me because I'm kind of expected to do well. Mm. And I have. It's been very good for me. But so I could lock up. So there's a lot of people out there that know more about it than me.
Good Luck, Bill starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We know that Bill is a very, very, very big fan of Seinfeld.
I
am as well. Good show to be a fan of, Bill.
I watched some just the other day. Jay Peterman was on. It's funny.
He is a good character. Yeah. He's not seen nearly enough.
He's not
that
near
show.
Enough.
He's
Jay so Peterman's good. Really good.
He's really good. Okay, we've got James, how do you feel about Seinfeld trivia today?
Decent. We'll give it a shot.
James, how old are you?
I'm 41, and I grew up watching Seinfeld, probably against my parents' better judgment.
Gotcha. That sounds good. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Lincoln. I'm driving to work right now.
This is nice. This is nice. Another Lincoln listener. Could you please text someone today to see if they can build a breaker?
I do that every day, Bill.
Oh, wow. I like that.
How about
do
this?
It again
He's driving
today.
To work, too. This is awesome. If you're supposed to be there by 8, you're late, so just letting you know.
That's what happens.
Yeah, we'll cover for you. Just tell them something came up.
All right, James, no lifeline. Mano y mano today.
This is rough.
First question to you, James. At one point in Seinfeld, Kramer had a pet named Little Jerry. What type of animal was that, James?
Layup.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. I might have missed that episode.
Uh-oh. 5 seconds,
James. I thought I'd seen everyone. Mm. Little Jerry. Let's go with a... let's go with a raccoon.
Raccoon. No. I could see that, though. I could see Kramer having a raccoon. Bill, he wants to steal that.
It was... They got involved in a underground cockfighting scheme, and it's Little Jerry was a rooster.
That's brilliant! Right. Dang it, now I remember.
1-0 lead for Bill. Bill, first question. What fictitious company does George say he was interviewed at as a latex salesman when applying for an extension at unemployment office?
Oh, this is going to freak me out. Vandalay Industries.
Brilliant!
Yes.
Shoot.
Art Vandalay. All right, you're down 2-0, James, to stay alive. Last question. In season 4, what candy does Kramer drop into a patient when observing a surgery?
Thin Mints. Junior Mints.
Too late.
As the third effort, James.
Third effort,
I'm sorry.
As a Junior Mint.
It was a Junior Mint.
No,
but you,
Junior Mint. Thin Mint. Come on.
I'm sorry, James.
You said Thin Mint, which is a...
It's a cookie.
Girl Scout cookie. We can't...
I know.
You said it twice.
Yeah. James,
thank you for calling in, James.
Too quick for my brain there. Okay.
Thank you for calling
in, James.
Get to work.
Yep.
I think you would have got this right anyways, Bill, if he had got Junior Mints correct.
Okay.
This would have been for the win. What was Jerry's father's name in Seinfeld?
Morty.
Well, see, the game was over anyway. Yeah. The game was over.
Yeah.
And tiebreaker for yourself.
Okay.
How old is Michael Richards, who plays Kramer? Current age. Michael,
71.
76 years old for
really?
Michael
76.
Richards. He's 76.
Wow.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay, that
Jerry's
makes,
also in his 70s
his
now.
70s, yeah.
I don't believe that Elaine, I think she's still in her 60s. I don't know for sure on that.
Oh, man. Little Jerry.
Little Jerry.
Little Jerry's going to get... That was so good.
Vandalay Industries. That was... Just,
Art Vandalay.
Beautiful.
And you want to be my latex salesman. Oh, beautiful.
Who do you think is the most underrated character? Maybe someone that's like not seen that often. Is there a character in Seinfeld that you think just is brilliant and isn't mentioned enough? Obviously, you can't do the top four of George,
yeah, and
Jerry.
Newman.
Newman's great.
Newman. I mean, you've got a postman that's just
a rival of Jerry.
Rival.
For some
they're a rival for some reason. And one of my favorites was when they're like, "Shouldn't you be out delivering the mail?" And Newman's like, "No, it's raining." George's like, "That's the basis. Rain, sleet, snow." No, I'm like, I don't deliver the mail when it's raining. I don't do it. So, big fan of Newman.
Jay Peterman, yeah. Also great.
Peterman was incredible.
The whole Steinbrenner stuff's great too. You can never see his face. Always turn the other way. It's beautiful. So well done, Bill. Is 1-0 in the week in Seinfeld trivia. So
thank you.
Well done, Bill. Hour 3 is next on an early break in the ticket.